Fulfilling the Millennium Promise of Reproductive Health. The ICPD Plan of Action, or CAIRO Plan of Action, forms one of the most important Millennium Promises. It underscores that population policy is integral to the overall challenge of sustainable development. A UN summary of the ICPD Plan of Action notes that efforts to slow population growth, reduce poverty, achieve economic progress, improve environmental protection, and reduce unsustainable consumption and production patterns are mutually reinforcing. The plan makes clear that one objective is to facilitate the demographic transition as soon as possible in countries where there is an imbalance between demographic rates and social, economic, and environmental goals, thereby contributing to the stabilization of the world population. To underscore the multidimensional nature of reproductive health, the ICPD Plan of Action puts the goal of universal access in this way. All countries are called upon to strive to make reproductive health accessible through the primary healthcare system to all individuals of appropriate age as soon as possible and no later than 2015. Such care should include, inter alia, family planning counseling, information, education, communication and services, education and services for prenatal care, safe delivery and postnatal care, especially breastfeeding and infant and women's health care, prevention and treatment of infertility, abortion as specified in paragraph 8.25, treatment of reproductive tract infections, sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, and other reproductive health conditions, and information, education, and counseling on human sexuality, reproductive health, and responsible parenthood. What is also important, the conference underscored the need for global cooperation, including financial assistance from rich to poor, in order to meet this goal of universal access and put quite specific financial targets in place. The international community should strive for the fulfillment of the agreed target of 0.7% of GMP for overall official development assistance, ODA, and endeavor to increase the share of funding for population and development programs commensurate with the scope and scale of activities required to achieve the objectives and goals of the program of action. Given the magnitude of the financial resource needs for national population and development programs, and assuming that recipient countries will be able to generate sufficient increases in domestically generated resources, the need for complementary resource flows from donor countries would be, in 1993 U.S. dollars, in the order of $5.7 billion in 2000, $6.1 billion in 2005, $6.8 billion in 2010, and $7.2 billion in 2015. The UN Millennium Project's Special Report on Sexual and Reproductive Health, 2006, came up with estimates of the scale of donor effort that would be needed to achieve the goal of comprehensive access to basic sexual and reproductive health in the poor countries, including safe childbirth, emergency obstetrical care, and family planning services. The estimate came to around $25 billion per year as of 2015, which would be roughly 0.06% of the income of the donor countries. This estimate would ensure broad coverage not only of contraception and family planning, but also safe childbirth, the key step in meeting the Millennium Development Goal of cutting maternal mortality by 3/4 by 2015. Alas, to date, those financial goals have not yet been met. We now turn to reviving the global cooperation on family planning and fertility reduction.